The sockeye run to Bristol Bay is likely to be about 4 million fish short of the preseason forecast. However, commercial fishermen across Bristol Bay are celebrating a huge price increase this season. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
Over the weekend, the majority of the large processors that operate in Bristol Bay posted their base price for sockeye. Last year, fishermen left the bay with a base price of $1 a pound. This year, the base price jumped up to $1.50 a pound. There are a number of factors that likely played into the increase in the base price this year, including the emphasis on quality in recent years, which has changed the reputation of Bristol Bay sockeye. Buck Gibbons is a drifter who's still fishing down in the Ugashic District. He says the price increase is due to better quality fish and better marketing.
The fact that we've got sockeye salmon situated in practically every retail outlet across the country is starting to obviously pay some dividends, where in the situation like we were confronted with this year, with a shortage of sockeye, the demand is still there, and high quality wild salmon is here to stay, and it's a huge benefit to all of us who are in the business of harvesting it.
Gibbons has long been a proponent of chilling sockeye at the point of harvest, and last year was the first year in history that over 50% of the pack out of the bay was chilled. Getting more fish chilled at the point of harvest in the bay has also been a priority of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. CEO Norm Van Vactor has a long history in the seafood industry in Bristol Bay through his work with both Peter Pan and Leader Creek Seafoods. Van Vactor asserts that BBEDC is excited by the price increase this year.
Because this is good for our region. It speaks well to the industry. You know, in one fell swoop, there's some significant economic return to all the participants. You know, it was not a big year for most people. In fact, it's going to be a year that in all likelihood is going to come in significantly under forecast. So it's at least encouraging that in a year of a diminished return, that the ex-vessel value will hopefully come close to somewhat making up for that.
BBEDC supports the goal of increasing the quality of Bristol Bay sockeye through the two ice barges that operate in the bay that are owned by the corporation and through vessel improvement programs available to resident fishermen. Glenn Reed is the president of the Pacific Seafood Processors Association.
I think that what the world growth in farm salmon brought us was a consistent product. And while we don't have to compete with farm salmon because we have the best product in the world and it exceeds that product, we have to compete with the consistency of that product. And people want to go in the store and see that fillet that looks just like the other one, just like the other one. And I think that after the fisheries sort of bottomed out, the salmon fishery in the bay in the early 2000s, we got the benefit of the state legislature passing a tax incentive program and a tax investment credit program that allowed for the addition of a lot of quality improvements that we're now seeing and the market's seeing, and it's helping everybody. It's floating all the boats.
Last year, the preliminary ex-vessel value of the sockeye catch in Bristol Bay was just over $121 million. That was based on a base price of $1 a pound and a harvest of over 22 million sockeye. This year, the harvest will be just over 15 million fish, but the base price increased up to $1.50, not counting postseason adjustments or bonuses. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.